spiritual knowledge does not protect us. Spiritual knowledge does not change our behavior. Spiritual knowledge doesn't make us show the example of a Kadampa. It has to be spiritual experience. So we need to gain, through our Guru's blessings, in this case, Guru Tara's blessings, we need to gain the inner protection of spiritual experience, real refuge. Then our behavior changes, our speech changes, our example changes for the better, and we begin to do the most important job in the world. Our most important job, showing the value of Kadam Dharma to the people of the modern world. Without seeing the results, how will anybody understand the value of Kadam Dharma in our heart? We are the results. Our behavior is the results. When people see our peacefulness, our happiness, our lightheartedness, our flexibility, our kindness, our compassion, our wisdom, our refuge, they'll want what we have, because that's what happened to us. Every single one of us. And I love to think about us. Better than thinking about me. I love to think about us, because we're the proof that anyone can meet these teachings and have their life changed. Because we are anyone. We're the same as everybody else. Everybody is just like we were before Venerable Geshe-la appeared in our life and began teaching us and showing us, by his example, the liberating path. So, as I mentioned yesterday, we bring hope through his kindness into this world. We bring hope. There is a way out of this sad situation for everybody. So let's make these offerings. So when we practice like this, so let loose, especially with the first one, objects of desire, because one of the amazing things is everything we eat and drink makes temples when we're at a festival. So instead of holding back, just go for it. And be very generous, practice giving, go for it for everybody else. Then, you can even remind each other as you're about to eat and drink, let's turn this. What is it we're meant to do again? And you help each other. Offer the feeling of enjoyment to the guru at the heart. Then we're practicing like a Kadampa, real Kadampa, a Kadampa practitioner. Kadampa students, Kadampa practitioners. So we need to study so we know what to practice. We need to listen so we know what to practice. But the aim is to be a Kadampa practitioner, a practitioner, showing the results of these extraordinary methods that Venerable Geshe-la is teaching us in our heart. So I just want to mention briefly that this practice is called bringing daily appearance into the spiritual path. It's one of the preeminent qualities of a Kadampa practitioner to have experience of bringing daily appearance into the spiritual path. So we can do this, as I've just explained, according to Tantra. We can do this also according to sutra. So just very briefly, through receiving Tara's blessings, when we, Geshe-la says, interesting wording, when we appear ourselves as suffering, it's interesting, when we appear ourselves as suffering, how do we think in a lamrim way? There's many different ways we can think, but one way we can think is, compared to the suffering that's coming in the future, this suffering is insignificant. Do we ever think that? Do you ever appear yourself as suffering and think, poof, this is nothing, compared to what is coming in the future? Because this is Venerable Geshe-la's wise suggestion. We think, compared to the suffering that's coming in the future, my suffering, current suffering, is insignificant. I must attain permanent liberation from suffering while I have the opportunity. So we take the appearance of ourself as suffering and we transform it into the precious mind of renunciation. Or, as Venerable Geshe-la teaches in the beginning of modern Buddhism, in the section on the preciousness of Kadam Lamrim, when we experience suffering, we appear ourselves as suffering, it immediately reminds us countless living beings experience much greater suffering and difficulties than I do. Your suffering is a reminder that the suffering of others is much worse. And then the appearance of ourselves as suffering is transformed into the mind of compassion, wishing the suffering of others to completely cease. And energy comes, determination comes, such blessings come through thinking in these faithful ways. And the practice, we see others suffering, and that in the same way encourages us, may their suffering completely cease. I must become a Buddha who has the power to release others permanently from their suffering, and bodhicitta appears in our heart. And the practice with respect to wisdom is the same. The things I normally see do not exist. So all of this is the first preeminent quality of a Kadampa, experiencing, bringing daily appearance into the path. Beautiful. It is this practice that every activity, every appearance can be transformed into the liberating path of Kadam Lamrim, of Sutra and Tantra, that enables Kadam Dharma to be unified with busy daily life.